Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Lama Dalid, Baba Basra 34a, pagination is 67. We'll start on the facing page, about 10 lines from the bottom at the end of a line. Hahu, there was a person, Da'omar Lechavrei, that he told his fellow, my boys Bayara, what are you doing on this land? Omale, he told him back, Minoch Zavonis, I bought it from you, v'achalte shnei chazaka, and I ate the years of chazaka, 3 years, and at that point, he has the right to say, I no longer have my documentation, you did not object during the 3 years, and therefore, I can remain. I see chad sa'ado da'och latalash shani, but he was only able to bring one witness that said that he was indeed there for 3 years. So now he's in a difficult position because, according to one witness, he's been there for 3 years. And that's not enough to give him the land. On the other hand, if a person is on someone else's land for a period of time and it's not able to be proven of this new person, this current resident, he's not only going to have to return the land, he's also going to have to return the fruit that he benefited from. And as we're saying, he's in a precarious position right now. Sovar Rabbanan Kameh de Abaye Lememar, the rabbis who were in front of Abaye thought that they could compare this case to a different ruling that was known. Hainu nascha d'Rabbi Abba, this is the bar of metal in the case of Rabbi Abba. Dahu gavra, because there was a story of a person. D'chotaf nascha mechavrei, that grabbed this bar of metal from his friend. Also lekamei d'Rabbi Ami, they came in front of Rabbi Ami, Abba Yosef, Rabbi Abba Kamei, and Rabbi Abba was there. I see Chatzada, the Michtev Chot Famine, and they only were able to bring one witness that he indeed grabbed it. Omale, and he said, In Chatvi, Vididi Chatvi, I did indeed grab, but it was mine that I grabbed. And this, they thought, was going to be comparable to our case, because here also the person is eating the fruits of someone else, but he's claiming, in chatfi vididi chatfi, I grabbed someone's fruit, but it wasn't a problem because it's my fruit. Amar Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami said, in that case, what should we do? Lishalem, to make him pay for what he grabbed. Lekatre sadi. You don't have two witnesses that he grabbed. Liftere, to let him off the hook totally. Ikachad sado. There's one witness. And normally, one witness that says that something happened would have caused an oath. Lishtava, but to make him swear you can't. Ha'amar michtev chotfa. The testimony is that he grabbed. And a person about whom the testimony is that he grabbed, he's a thief. We don't trust him if he swears. The testimony of one person would be good if he says that legally you obtained a loan, and the guy denies ever having taken a loan, so we can force him to make an oath about the loan. But if the claim is that you're a thief, he's not able to swear against that because he's a thief, and a thief is not trusted to swear. For Kevin to Amar Chotva, once he says you grabbed, Havale Kigazlan, he's like a gazlan. Amar le Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba ruled in that case where the bar of metal was grabbed, Havim Mechuyev Shavua Sheni Yochali Shava, Vachal Mechuyev Shavua Sheni Yochali Shava, Meshalem, he's obligated in an oath to deny the claim of a single witness, and he's not able to, and therefore by default, he's going to have to pay. And so, the rabbis in front of Abaye wanted to compare the case of this one witness chazaka to that case of one witness about grabbing. We only trust two witnesses, and one witness is saying that he grabbed. And what occurred was, he couldn't swear to deny it, because if it's true that you're doing this illicitly, you're a thief, and you're not trusted, and therefore you have to pay back. Paying back, in our case, would be that he doesn't get the karka, the land, because he doesn't have two witnesses about the chazaka, and he's also going to have to pay back the fruit. Amale Abaye, Abaye responded, that's not the way to rule in our case. Midomi, you really think it's comparable? It's not. Hasam, over there by the grabbing of the bar of metal, Sahadol Orue Mine, the witness is making it bad for him. And if there was a second one, he would have to pay because he's a thief. He grabbed something, and his explanation that it was really mine is meaningless. We have witnesses that you grabbed. Ha ha, but over here, the witness about him eating the food for 3 years on a field that he claims he bought, l'siyuei ka'asi, this witness is actually making it good for him. Ki asa acharina, had a second witness come, mukminin labiyadei, we would give the field to him. So we have to think, where is this going? It is true that one witness claiming 3 years is disconcerting, because maybe he owes back the fruit of 3 years. But on the other hand, that's not really what a 3-year witness is saying. Had there been a second witness, he would get the field because he was there for 3 years. Ela idamya hod Rebbe Abba. If there was a case by real estate and almost chazakas that would be comparable to the case of Rav Abba by grabbing the metal bar, it would be a case of l'chad sa'ad or l'tartishnei ulipiri, a case of only one witness about 2 years of chazaka, where the one witness is not testifying to a third year, and had there been two witnesses on 2 years, since he doesn't have a chazaka, he won't get the land and he's going to have to pay back the fruit. That would be comparable because he's in question of being a thief and he can't swear, so he's going to have to pay. But our case wasn't like that. Our case was a 3-year witness. A 3-year witness is not going to get the land because he doesn't have two witnesses, but he's not going to have to pay back the fruit either. Because if you trust the one witness, meaning like you would if there were two witnesses, then this new resident keeps the land because he's got a chazaka. And if you don't trust him, so then there's no obligation. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem Hei Seif Gimel, Lo Motza Eidim Ela Al Beis Shanim. If a person who's the current resident is only able to find witnesses on 2 years, Tzarech Lachzir HaKarka VeHaPeirus, he's going to have to return the land and the fruit, Sha'ochal, that he ate, because there are two witnesses that he ate for 2 years. Bein Sheshnayim Me'idim Al HaShnei Shanim. This is true if two are saying testimony on the 2 years. And quite frankly, Bein She'ed Echod Me'id Aleim. Even if one witness is saying testimony on the 2 years, he's also going to have to pay back the 2 years besides giving back the karka, because that's the case that's comparable to Nascha de Rebbe Abba, because there's testimony by one witness about him eating fruit of 2 years, and he can't deny it with an oath because we don't trust him, because the accusation is you're a thief, you went into someone else's field without permission. And that's what happens because it's only a testimony about 2 years. Miu, Peiros Shoshana Shlishis, the 3rd year, which the person claims but couldn't find testimony for, Ein Tzarech L'Hachzir, that is not going to have to return. She'im Na'amin Lo, let's say we believe him on the 3rd year, then Ein Tzarech L'Hachzir BeKarka, you got to give him the land. You can't have it both ways, that he pays back 3 years of peiros and you're not giving him the land. Let's say you have a case where one witness says that he ate for 3 years, which was our primary case in our Gemara. Machzer hakarka velo haperos. You're going to have him return the land, but he's not going to have to return the fruit. Mehai taima, for the same reason. Because if you believe this one witness, then the current resident gets the land. Ve'ein tzarech lomar. And certainly, kishe'ein edim klal, if there are no witnesses at all, ala chilas haperos that he ate, shemachzer hakarka, he's going to have to return the land for lo haperos, but he doesn't have to return the fruit which he claims, he admits, that he ate, because if you believe him that he ate, he has a reason. He says, it's mine. And especially when you have the concept of 3 years playing around, it really becomes a even more than a pesha asa pesha hitter. It's more than a migu. It's literally, if you believe him, then you have to believe him in the ramifications of the 3 years, which is that he gets the karka. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining.